Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I like to talk about shark diving again. And, you know, if this has anything to do with ecotourism, very often we hear, well, yeah, shark diving is, you know, ecotourism. But is it really? What is the definition of ecotourism? It says responsible travel to natural areas that conserves the environment and improves the well-being of local people. That doesn't really have anything to do with getting to know sharks better or hanging out with sharks without affecting them. If just local people means, of course, that the operator makes more money, well, then, yeah, then it would be ecotourism. So I'm not really sure how ecotourism and shark diving gets together. Overall, we have about 350 dive operators that offer shark dives. But again, it doesn't really have anything in common with true ecotourism. Of course, you could say, well, we only feed the sharks at sites where it's only sandy bottom, so it's not a grass bottom, so we will not affect the grass by sitting there. We do not do it within the reef, so we will not touch the corals. Yet then I actually could understand or could support that is sort of ecotourism. But again, local people most of the time do not really profit except the operator. And, you know, there's something else. Very often these operators say, well, we do good for the animals, we help the image of the animals. But very often these operators do not present the animals, but actually sell them. Selling sharks, unfortunately, is still a major issue when offering shark diving. So why is that? Because operators still use the old attributes which sharks supposedly reflect to draw clients, meaning divers. And of course, that's not really acceptable. So since they ride on the ecotourism wave, you know, what, like, you know, we like, let's show you the environment without affecting them. We really gentle with the sharks, and it doesn't really fly. Now, that being said, how important could a dive be for sharks that actually helps the animals, helps the environment? By helping, I mean, you know, you're very sensitive where you plant yourself, where you feed them, and so how would that look? I still believe that it's one of the very best tools to convince the general public that sharks are not dangerous by being in the water with them. Of course, the best way still is the one-on-one training, but of course, that is not feasible on a wider scale. But the more people dive with sharks and then convince themselves that they have not been bitten, big surprise, right? Then it's that experience what people will want to share and spread. And believe me, I've seen it over and over. Once a person's fear turned into fascination, the person can't stop to let others know. But as with so many other things, of course, money is an issue, so it's only limited to a certain amount of people. It's because not everyone has the money to go shark diving. And of course, even if people with money that have enough money do not want to go shark diving. So shark diving, in my opinion, should be made very, very affordable so that even people with a tight budget could be part of it. I just mentioned that many operators do not qualify for being part of the ecosystem movement. Why not? Or better put, how could they change, or how would they have to adapt their shark dive in order to really help the ecology, the environment, but also the sharks? Of course, whatever they do that reduces the mortality of sharks, that they're not really are chased or killed, would help. So how would such a dive look like? It should start with a solid briefing. Can take up to an hour of what people are going to see, what species they will encounter, and what the behaviors are that one is likely to see. So present them what is going to happen and explain as much as you can about the animals. This summary should include how sharks are truly among people. So what you say basically will be, you will be convinced what I just said will actually happen, that sharks are not dangerous, they will come close, but just curious. So all the divers then thinks is, okay, let's see if I can confirm In general, when it comes to interaction with sharks, what's going to happen? This needs to be pushed, and in particular, of course, with the species one is going to interact with. And in all these intro lectures, you mix in that, again, sharks are not dangerous. And because the more you highlight that the initial idea people had or divers had is wrong, the easier it's going to get the point across once they come out of the water. So getting the first message across is one thing, but of course then doing the dive to support what you just said is quite another. It goes without saying that there cannot be a feeder in a chainmail suit, which in my opinion is stupid anyway, or that the feeder offers bait with a stick, because both of them implies, well, there's still some type of risk. Of course, you could say, should we feed sharks at all during these dives? And well, that's, we have to talk about that a little bit better, a little more, but let's just assume for the sake of argument, you use bait. For me, the best way to offer bait or food is, of course, through the chumsicle, where a fish is frozen to an iron grid and then placed in midwater, hanging from a buoy. Chumsicle, we also use a scaff, simulated carcass feeding. So you leave it up to the sharks to do their feeding hierarchy, to push themselves around, and of course, the great thing is, the sharks do not associate the food with the divers, and the divers can basically freely move around the sharks. Once the dive is over, and the emotions really, really raw and fresh, it's important to keep planting the seed and make it grow by letting the divers express their first impressions. That's very, very important. And these impressions that remain with them, since emotions that are verbally asked are much easier to recall after a later time, since you actually enhance that, you force it out to them, so you force them to talk, this will greatly improve the effect. Whenever I run a workshop and we come back to the surface after first dive, I do exactly that. Yes, granted, it takes you quite a while to go to talk to all of these divers, but believe you me, they're very, very appreciative. If you particularly ask this very person, what do you think? Are you convinced now? What is your emotions? And on and on. But we all know that such euphoria settles after some time. But then use this newly gained insight to further the treatment of sharks. And that is done by a sit-in lecture. So you have an intro lecture, and now we have the real formal lecture with the particular focus on the shark's initial image that you had before, and what is wrongful with the image that you discussed before, then the transition, and now how you see when you say, okay, now that you've died with sharks, did you really feel threatened? Did you really feel they're dangerous? Did you think they're a stupid animal? This is how you get the point across. So this is what I understand when you actually, or how you actually should do shark diving in order to help sharks. I understand that regular dive operator cannot just create such a lecture without any knowledge, but that's why the people like me, you know, operators can ask me, Eric, would you mind writing me a lecture, especially for my species that we have? Yes, I would do that. So it takes some effort from the operator's side, but there's no excuse why an operator cannot put in the time, since he didn't have any problem taking the money from divers, because they want to see the sharks. But what I think is not okay is to just create a lecture on general topics of what sharks are, the systematics, or explain their organs, since none of it helps the newly gained insight, the new emotions, to push further so that the people actually want to help protect the animal by spreading the word. The best ambassadors are the ones who feel or have felt the closeness to sharks, the openness of sharks, the shyness of sharks, and now, of course, they try to protect these animals because they realize, wait a minute, they're shy, they're curious, they need help. So this is how it goes. And it's never too late to change your attitude. So yes, sometimes I have old divers that look, Eric, after 30 years with sharks, I know how they are. Well, I beg the difference. So this is what an operator should do. All it takes is an open mind. So I hope you see now why operators are in such a crucial position. They can function as a catalyst between the animals and the general public. To seal the deal, an operator has to put in the effort to make it happen. Otherwise, again, he's just another operation who sells sharks to make money. If you plan to go diving with an operator in the near future and you're not sure, send me a link to their website and I'll let you know. In most all cases, you can tell based on the website what you can expect. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.